Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 1st, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Willie, your one-page letter is received and its contents read. We are rejoiced that the interest is so great in Melbourne. May the Lord educate those who are proclaiming the truth to give personal labor and, if possible, urge the necessity of decision. Personal labor, given under the deep moving of the Spirit of God, will lead to decisions. I hope there will be workers who are able to discern who are interested and who will make personal efforts on their behalf, conversing with them, praying with them, finding out their personal difficulties and removing them. The Holy Spirit will work all who will be worked. Gather in the sheaves, gather in the sheaves. Everyone who will make a decision will work for some other soul and bring him to Christ. Please consider this matter again. It is better to begin to draw strongly from the very commencement of the meeting. God is working now in two places, in two large, important cities. It is not wise to begin now to scatter the workers to Queensland. From the light given me by God before these meetings commenced, I know that there should be abundance of strength, of ministerial labor, in every camp meeting held in or near the large cities. The interest of the minister should not be divided to go into the suburbs or to speak to the small churches. Every jot of influence should be used where the effort is being made. The workers should keep in the very atmosphere of the meetings, watching the people as they go out and come in, showing the utmost courtesy and kindness and tender regard for their souls, speaking words to them in season and out of season, watching to catch souls if possible. Show one half the vigilance of Satan, who is on the track, wide awake, ready to lay some gin or net to catch souls. Make every day the most important day of labor. That day or evening may be the only opportunity that some souls may have to hear the truth. Keep this in view. Give opportunity for any who may be concerned or convicted to come away from the crowd to the tent. Have someone appointed who can give the very best and wisest instruction to those whom the Holy Spirit convinces. If the ministers are required to be absent to visit little churches, they exhaust their strength and have no time themselves for careful study, for silence before God in self-examination, and they do not accomplish the work where and when it is needed to be done. There is need of proving the practical importance of Christians communing with God. They need to prove by their daily lives that they have peace and rest in God. This inward adorning will shine forth in the countenance. There will be that in the voice that will have a telling influence of persuasion. This has as great an influence upon the people as has the ministry of the Word. The expression that reveals that Christ is formed within the hope of glory tells wonderfully, even with worldly people. Let them see that those who believe unpopular truth have an abiding sense of what they possess in God. This communion with God imparts a moral elevation to the entire course of action and character. This burden that is now upon the working forces is not to be divided or scattered, to give labor where there is no special indication that the Lord is dealing with sinners who need to be enlightened and converted. Queensland will have its time to be worked. But it is evident that there are two very important centers just now, and the conviction of the Spirit of God is doing its work. I know this, for the matter was presented to me before the meetings were entered upon. Work should be done in getting the truth before the people. No expense in the payment of the laborers in the Master's vineyard is to be spared. The force of workers should not be lessened because more places are calling for laborers to visit the people and explain the Scriptures than the present number of workers can handle. These ministers must have some periods of rest. They have not had it yet in Sydney. Elder Haskell works unceasingly, also Elder Starr, and Sister Haskell and Sister Starr have their work to do. Opportunities for visiting families are constantly increasing. It would be a very poor policy for the ministers to use up the strength they need by going out to hold meetings in the little churches. The little churches, if they desire, can come where the interest is. Or let some come on one Sunday and Sabbath, and others the next. I came not to call the righteous, said Christ, but sinners to repentance. Mark 2, verse 17. All are carrying a heavy burden, which must wear upon them. It cannot be avoided. From the light given me by the Lord, the interest is too largely centered where the Spirit of God is evidently working to be neglected. No time is to be lost, no labor or money spared in making this effort a success, both in Melbourne and in Sydney. Pray. Watch for souls as they that must give an account. We can help the churches best by bringing souls to the knowledge of the truth. In nearly every effort, the influence of the workers has been scattered, when it should have been centered where the Lord is at work. The workers should cooperate with God in well-directed labor, praying much and working diligently, but not without periods of rest. Work in faith, believing that the Lord will water the seed sown. In regard to Brother Wilson, from the light I have had, I can only say, give the man time to recover. I thought it a venture to have him leave here at all. But I thought that in Sydney there were those that would carry the responsibilities, while he could engage in some kind of work, giving Bible readings, and in giving instruction in the truth. Thus he would not feel compelled to preach to the people. He can do every bit as valuable labor right where he is now as in Tasmania or Queensland, where there would be hard and trying experiences in creating an outside interest. In doing this, we would place Elder Wilson where his life would be endangered. Let him work with the brethren with whom he can consult. He can cooperate with God in this work if he will strictly guard his habits in speaking and voice exposure. Now no one is to be drawn from their field of labor. God has been ready to work when he could find proper channels through whom he could work. Our camp meeting is closed. The light given me was that all the money and labor expended in educating and training canvassers to work in Sydney before the camp meeting would be wanted at its close. For God was about to work in and through those who were vessels fitted for the work. Not one should be drawn from the field in order to create a new interest, until they feel that the work is completed in this field. Everything has been done to prepare the way for the work of God in Sydney, and that work should not be left to languish until it is apparent that by remaining we can bring no more souls to the truth. Before the work closes, there should be most earnest efforts made in other localities, but that time has not yet come. Now, I have told you this in short order. Perhaps it is not presented in the very best manner. I would say, just as long as there are people coming out to hear in Melbourne, do not cut off their opportunities. Watch for souls as they that must give account. There is labor to be done in these two large cities, and now is God's time. Now is the people's opportunity. We intend to build a house of worship before we give up the effort here. I send you the letter written by Elder Haskell. Sister Lucas goes to join the workers. If May White were not filling her place as a mother, I should put her in the field. Goodbye, Mother.